Jerry Bader Show 1022. Now, he won't admit it, okay? But I think I made the Journal Sentinel's damn vice do something. He's never going to admit this. Last week, I wrote a piece on a conservative website criticizing Dan Bice and the Associated Press for raising suspicions about a Scott Walker ad. Scott Walker has the ad. It's working, and there are half a dozen people in there who talk about the good jobs they found during Scott Walker's time in office. AP. Walker saying little. You were gone during this, weren't you, Jason? I think you were gone for this conversation when you were on vacation. Walker saying little about campaign ad. Okay, he wouldn't name the people in the ad. Dan Bice the next day piled on. Yeah, because this was Thursday I took it up. On Wednesday, Bice piled on. Walker won't reveal the names. So I did a piece where I said, why should Scott Walker do your legwork for you? If you think that these people are phonies, and Mike Tate, chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, called them phonies, then you go find it. You find it and you prove him wrong. And if you prove him right, report that. But if Scott Walker's telling the truth, and I said this, I see no reason for him to make your life easy. If you want to prove him wrong, go toil in futility. Dan Bice did. A piece published Sunday online. Stories of people in Scott Walker's new TV ad all check out. All six found the jobs. It's all legit. And Dan Bice had the decency not to name any of them. Because I said that's why Scott Walker didn't name them, because they would get the media rectal probe. Dan Bice couldn't have written this piece any better to the way I wanted it if I was over his shoulder. No, do this, no, do that. So first, it's good to see he reads Right Wisconsin. It's the same company as his. But this is exactly the piece I wanted him to follow up with. And he even calls out Tate for not apologizing. Yeah, it's a great piece. So that was Sunday. What, one in a row? Is that what you're saying over there? I have more respect for Bice than others do. And people can't believe it because of the way he raked me over the coals. Yeah, I know you're kidding. But then when he and I spoke on the phone, he at least followed up. But I've given him crap. He jumped pretty hard on idiot John Lounsbury's piece, and I think he knows that. I can't say that, but I think he knows that. I believe Dan Bice is a liberal, and I believe Bice thinks he controls that. These are all my beliefs. He doesn't always. Nobody can. Okay, in relation to this, it's what you believe. That's why I get to wear it on my sleeve. That's why objective journalism is a myth. It's a fantasy. It's not humanly possible, whether you're a conservative or a liberal. It's not humanly possible. Now, in addition to this, this was on Sunday. Yesterday, the Republican Party of Wisconsin released what I think is a very, very good, I believe it's online only, ad calling Mary Burke out for dissing the success the state has recognized under Governor Walker. Now, but she's trying to say it's not working because of the 250,000 jobs, 250,000 jobs. I think this is a brilliant response.
One area that Governor Walker has not gotten anything done is how our economy is doing.
It's our economy. It's not working.
Unemployment in Wisconsin is now at the lowest that it's been since November of 2008.
It's not working.
So far, the state has created about 100,000 jobs in Walker's first term.
The state highlighted more positive numbers, including a drop in unemployment and growth in wages.
It's not working.
Attending his third groundbreaking in as many weeks.
It's not working.
Walker plans to visit a Western Wisconsin business this afternoon, part of a jobs announcement and groundbreaking ceremony.
Be taking part in the groundbreaking ceremony.
We're not focused on what needs to be done.
Governor Scott Walker made a stop in Superior to tour a manufacturing business that leaders say plays a big role in the state's economy.
Because of our reforms, we've gone from losing 133,000 jobs to gaining more than 100,000 jobs.
We don't want to go back. We don't want to go back to the days of double-digit tax increases, $1 billion budget deficits, and big-time job loss.
We've gone from losing 133,000 jobs to gaining more than 100,000 jobs.
I think that's very powerful. And what it does, the strategy here is obvious. Just talk past the 250,000 job goal. Say, look, here's the direction we were going. Here's what happened with jobs under Jim Doyle. Here's what's happened under Scott Walker. It's working. Was 250,000 a lofty goal? Yes. Was it an unrealistic goal? Probably. But Governor Walker's response to that is, well, you aim high. Now, I have a problem with a politician setting a goal because there are forces beyond your control, namely more powerful politicians like President Obama. Scott Walker couldn't have seen that Democrats are willing to tear the state into two and to send it into chaos for their own he just couldn't see that coming. Those things were beyond his control. But clearly, his policies are working. Government is more efficient. The world hasn't ended. And he needs to keep doing this and keep doing this. And thank God we're off of Millionaire Mary. And keep doing this and keep doing this and keep doing this and keep doing this. And I think it is going to be effective. But again, it's all going to be about getting out the base. No doubt about that. We're going to return briefly to Ferguson, Missouri in the next half hour. And I'm going to use a term that's going to offend some, but I'm going to use it. Coming up, it's 10:29. As you know, in recent weeks, when telling you about Proactive Weight Loss Solutions, I've been sharing the stories of Jerry Bader Show listeners and illustrating it's not just me. A lot of listeners have had a lot of success. Some have lost as much or more weight than I have, and I've lost about 75 pounds. People have asked, what about your wife? What about your wife? How's your wife doing? How's your wife doing? She continues on the program. It's more than 40 pounds. I don't remember the exact number. She has lost more than 40 pounds, and she continues to work toward her goal. And one of the things I haven't told you about in a while is when you do run into those stalls that happen, Dr. Lipman is there for you, and she had a conversation with him last night, and she's going to change some things. That's how you succeed. Now, I am off the program, but I continue to maintain my weight and continue to exercise and have a completely different life. That's what Proactive Weight Loss Solutions can do for you. Call Dr. Lipman today, 920-268-1386. Call Dr. Jason Lipman, 920-268-1386. 1386.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.